This is a sound test. With me, Weaver. Oh, I lost my voice.
Hey, you know,
just like Jerky Boy. Don't listen to Jerky Boy.
Kiss him. Kuna.
Kiss him. Let's switch. Okay. Yeah, Kiss him, Kuna. Why does my voice sound different with the... It sounds different from the return back. I don't know. Maybe he's going to voice meter? And my headphones going directly to the mic. It sounds better on the mic. But I wish it would be like this. Because it's not that pungent. Check. See? There's brightness. Maybe I can take brightness off a little bit. Sounds closer.
Bam, bam, bam. Bam, bam.
Striptease sounds. Striptease music. Okay, so, I don't know. I'm not gonna bother with this settings. Because a lot of people say, yeah, it's all great. So, Forget about it. I'm gonna do a check. Check. Okay, so. Everything has to be on B2. I have a B1, B2 of this. It's the voice meter. It's like the virtual input. Well, actually, virtual master out. But they were connected somehow. I get it. Okay, so this is the jazz and blues thing. This is my favorite one, but it's being overplayed not only by this channel. Now there's a hi-fi channel, which is the same song. They say, "Oh, this is super hi-fi." So, are you sure about that? Weird. Anyway.
Welcome to Studio 2 Rocks Live. Thank God, it's Friday.
I put an ONIF and say, oh no, it's Friday. Hey people, you have that moment? Like, everybody's, Friday. Off work, yes. Then you got the ones, oh no, it's Friday. I gotta go back to work. Oops. Let me switch. I'm gonna switch this. Windows snapping thing. Look at my old camera. Like, so much cost. Like, man, held up its price over the years. Like, wow. It's Sony's first 24 megapixel camera. like a mini size. APS-C. Of course, now I got the other one. A little more expensive. Which they don't make it either. Wait a second. What's going on, man? People still sell them, but it's like $1,500. It went up in price. When I got it, it was like nothing like that. Wow. Like, why did it go up? Because people are looking for it. And it, you know, it's 24 megapixels. It's like, okay. But it is a lot better, I have to say. So I'm just kind of browsing through, like, if I decide to sell stuff, which I would get, like, I'm not going to sell that one. No, not the Sony. No, those are keepers. Now I'm just like scrolling at Amazon like I always do, like, oh, I gotta find something really cool. Oh my god, why is this price so expensive? Like, oops. And they keep pushing this cell phone accessory stuff. Like, what do I need that for? I didn't get a new phone. There's a new iPhone's out. I saw the sort of presentation stuff, and then, Apple, there was something with Steve Jobs when he talked to it. It's like exciting, yeah, and now they're trying to make it more thematic, and it's like trying to make feel, the overselling. I mean, it is, number one phone in the world, maybe. Maybe not. I don't know. Number one phone in the US. Maybe. I don't know. But they were old. People buy old stuff. We want you to get one of these. Like, if you went to work for a company, they say, you're required to have an iPhone, we give you one. Be like, okay. I'll take one. But then, like, on my personal, I'll be like, no, Android. I'm gonna touch this. I will use the thing that I, which is a Lineage OS. LineageOS. Just type that, search, and you'll find it. And you know how to do your phone thing? No, like, do your phone. Do you know how to do it? Like, yeah, I know how to do it. No flashing the runs using the backup thing, or we call it TERP. Now load different ROMs, different kernels, make the phone a little more secure than regular Android. Yeah, and use all open source apps, which you can get for APK. Just type APK. You'll find a whole bunch of them. There's like an APK mirror. It's a pure APK. You know, hey. I don't even learn how to do it. It's like, hey. Some people were trying to make business. I know there are quite a few people that were doing that. But the most secure phone in the world. Yeah, we're going to charge you extra $100. And people find out that the place I go, XDA, it teaches you how to do it. I'm like, okay. I mean, I guess some people are still selling it, but it's only one company I found that actually went out of their way to reconfigure the name brand phone. I don't know which one. Then they put switches on. The physical switch where you shut the camera off physically. There's a thing on top. On top of it, it's like a slide over. It's not that. It's actually shutting off the circuit. Like, oh my god. They're shutting off the other circuit. Or the Wi-Fi. Bluetooth. The near field. I'm like, holy cow, man. Like, they did a good job. But that thing is expensive. I'm not. It's like, I have no point. No, I'm not getting those. I don't need it. What do I need? The ring of unlock Amazon. The ring of power. That's not bad compared to what's that? House of Dragons. It's like, I don't know. I mean, some dear people complain about House of Dragons. I'm like, you know, it's all right. I think it's okay. But then I'm not. I just see it as entertainment. Not like, oh, the intro sucks. Well, they just, who cares? Intro. It's about the stories. Your story sucks. Storyline sucks. All right. But there's still somewhat of an intrigue. Oh, I wonder what the House of Targaryen is like. And now you know. You're going to learn. So I always say, oh, it's fine. And people complain. God. Every TV show, people complain. Even those who are watching Battlestar Galactica, the original. People complain. Why people ruin stuff like that? I just don't get it, man. Low up the relief. Beep, 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 beep. I'm just looking at the IMDb thing. Okay. Yeah. My pants. Another reason I went to Amazon. I was looking for the. See the price. I have a. If you ever work on 3D. There's a company called 3D Connection. They make 3D mouse, this thing called 3D mouse. And I use it sometimes for 3D. It's almost like if you're in the game, you just use this. If game allows you to take your visuals, move your visuals to new different places. It's almost like flying a drone. It's pretty much with one hand. So it's kind of cool. I like it. I use it either do 3D. I have to get certain angles to look at something. To do this when building something, when fixing somebody else's stuff. Like, yeah, so good. But as far as the prices, like it's not that still not cheap. I mean, it's like $150. They have the smaller one. I got the original one. That's a little big, but then they got the mini ones. But they got wireless ones. Then they got the whole thing that looks like a mouse pad. It's actually in some of the movies. I'm seeing people put the space nap on the chair. Say, this is a spaceship. This is how you fly. Like, oh, okay. But then, I thought about it. I was like, I wonder if somebody figured it out, like trackballs, and the space navigator came from a downed UFO, maybe. Where did they get that idea from? User interface. Holy cow. What else is on news? The Queen is passed. King Charles III. Would there be a new King Charles? Spaniard puppies. Go with. I love those puppies. They're so nice. Like little jump around. Like they will look a little, they're like beagles, but they're not beagles. I love beagles too. Why I love old dogs. They rub their hair, like they're flapping around. What's going to happen with the world? I don't know. I think some people are happy. Yeah, the Queen is dead. Then the other one is like, Queen is dead. Well, you know, it is. What are you going to do? What are you going to say? Something, nothing, what the, blah, 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 blah. Is the kingdom going to keep going? What's the future? People ponder on this stuff too much, way too much. You say, you know what? You know who cares? Find a thing you like to do and just keep doing it. That's it. Tennis influencer. Everything has an influencer. God damn it, do I have the influencer? Do I? Me? Do Studio 2? Two Rocks Live influencer? No. Why does everything have to have an influencer? Influencer. Such a terrible name. They should say a tennis fan. But then like fans. No, it's not. Influencers. It feels like that name sounds like a syringe shot. You're an influencer? Oh. That's what it sounds like. Martha Stewart goes topless. 81 years old. He often posts sexy snaps on social media. I don't know. If you're 81 and still feel sexy, I guess go ahead. Have the money for it, go ahead. But yeah. No. Other news, all this crazy stuff. Well, here's another thing. Over here. Victor. Okay. The queen is a clone. That's one. The other one is she's a reptilian. But she passed away. So you a clone? If she comes back, it should be a clone. No, people do live like 90s to 100. You're a clone. So how do you know? So it's just, I don't know. That whole space, when it first started, let's say, conspiracy. I'm going to call that conspiracy. That's not, you know, my theory. It's like really just saying, it's like, it's that. I'm like, you know, maybe not. Such a weird thing. Weird thing. What this? Like, no, then you went to UFO thing. Some of the stuff, okay. I see. Weirdness, and there are people who witness those weirdness, and like, okay, because they actually have proof, and you're like, okay, this could happen, but then there's other ones. I say, oh, look, check out this video. See, they're changing. So I'm like looking at the video, I'm looking at the whole video. It's like, yeah, everything else is changing. So the whole video, it's like, it's compressed. You're gonna get some weirdness with it. Artifact. You're like, no, it's not true. It's impossible. Right. It complains. No, you start getting arguments, and they just like throw stuff at you. No. At some point, I don't want to get involved. It was fun. It was fun in the beginning when you said it. It was like, oh, we can go find out. But then you oversell it. Then that's when everybody starts questioning and it goes downhill on there and still trying to oversell. It's not going to work. Also, anyway, what does Queen Elizabeth whole thing, I don't need to go down the road because it just, this whole bunch of stuff can be online as well, but I mean, yesterday, it was all over, still all over the pages, everybody's pages. BBC, even like Zero Hedge, BBC, Wine, Monarch, Oz, with diversity hours after Queen's death. White inherited privilege. Okay. What about inherited privilege? I don't know. Well, what will the post-Elizabethan age look like? It will look like, I think, it will be a huge mess first. Then we're going to come back. Huge mess, including people dying off slowly. By the time, why do most of us know why? How it happened? Why it happened? What made it happen? Those of us that know, we know, but the others slowly learn. And it's gonna be bloody stuff happening, either that or maybe something else. I don't know. At that point, where we go, be will we be doing the spacewalks on the moon or the Mars? Are we going there? It'll be like 2050 or something, or we just go back, like it's over, we're staying on Earth forever, who knows. Would Nvidia GeForce 4090 graphics card come out or not? They're holding it back. Would there be a new chip to go with the new iPhone? Oh my god. Because they got new 48 megapixel camera. Ooh. iPads. Would iPad have the 40 megapixel? Who knows? Will Apple be bitten off by the orange? That could be a conspiracy theory out there. But I don't know. Really, it's just, we're in a weird spot. And weird spot with the supercars. This craziness. I finally saw a video of the I don't know how to say it. They say it in British. Hyundai. Whatever. The N70 something, the project they did with the old car. They envision. That's the car. I wouldn't make it. But then some guy drove it. So is it real? So it is real. So why don't they make it? We'll make a bunch, make it tons of money. So it is real. It has hydrogen fuel cell. Oh, wow. People like it. People who drove it, like, I saw on the video, like, this is great. But then, could it be promoting or something? But no, I don't think so. Because I saw the speed of it. Okay. Can't see. So they're actually making this. Or are they just doing one off? 670 horsepower. Holy cow. I like the shape of it. It's got this classic. Everybody said, like, DeLorean should have made this. But it was someday. So somebody, a few people drove it. It's really cool, I thought. So, what about it? I don't know. Maybe that's the future. Hydrogen fuel cells. But you probably need a place to put the tanks. It would be two-seater. I guess in the future it would be two-seater. They should take the Envision. Say, let's make an open wheel and compete with the Ferrari Monza SP1 and SP2. It'd be like an Envision open, well, I guess. So who knows? But I'm just glad that's a real thing, because it looks like a real thing in some other form. Or some other people who say, oh, this is only a 3D model of it. Like, you sure about that? Because I saw a few ones. Then they say, check this out, this video. This is a mock-up of it using clay. I'm like, that doesn't look like it. I know they can do clay models to T, but it looks different. And some looks functional. Let me find a YouTube. Hyundai. I drove it. First drive by Top Gear. I'll share it. My podcast with nobody here. Well, you know what? You can just type Envision on the Envision 74 first drive on Top Gear. So they drove it. I saw the video. I'm like, okay, yeah. Like, wow, that thing's fast. No joke. So it's electric hydrogen power. I think that makes more sense. Electric hydrogen. You have electric motor that you can use a little bit. You know, a little bit of the battery power, then to start and the hydrogen plant will take over, and hydrogen sucks in. And we got power. So this is, it's like driving a drift car because it's so much power in the back. Wow. Could the future of drifting be like hydrogen drift based on this? I mean, I've seen their Tesla drifters, like EV tripped. Seen those already. 怎么？Not sure. It is a Korean local. So somebody tested in Korea also. We'll find out. All the companies, they should bring back this old shape. Because we want it. The kids want it. We want that.Okay. Bypass. So what else is there in the world? I don't know. Been looking at all this, all that, all the videos. Repeat out this video and someone else's video being repeated again. What's going on, man?Web, it just, yeah. No, I think what it is, it's one person starts something, and next week it will be like 100 people doing the same thing because they saw your first video. Like, I can do better, I can do this. It's copycat all over the place, and claims some channels just no.We're the best, and they do all sorts of, like, you know, clickbait. Like, I didn't see that image. I didn't see the image in your video. YouTube doesn't care, because YouTube is like, put a cool image in your video intro, and we will to gain some viewership. Even they encourage it.What is it, man? Like, holy cow, man. What are you gonna do? Then you go see something like, wow, interesting. Clickbait. Let me clickbait that. Click. And you're like, oh, this sucks. Just kind of like scroll through. No.But I kind of like what they did with the mouse over thing, where you mouse over, you can kind of preview quickly so you don't click into it. Keep hovering. They don't do it with the shorts because there's so much clipping.I don't know. Yeah, so it's fine. You know, when they came up with this mouse over thing, which is good. Right, now you know. You're getting what's good and what sucks. But people still doing sucky stuff. Sucks. Crap. It's all crap.Looks like crap. This looks like a repeat of somebody else's video. Like, can we not? Can we not? Right? Amazing. I wish news were like that. You can hover over and kind of breeze through, but you can't.Text. You have to read them. Okay, so anyway, crypto went crazy last couple of days, and it came back up. Of course. Now I'd send my Solana auto buy a little too low because it went low. Now it's back up. Like, okay, that's No big deal. Yeah, BTC was like 1800 something. Went to a Bitcoin. It's still at 20 something. Will it ever go up? I don't know. I've been told it's gonna go way up at the end of the year. So I mean, it's a curve. If you look at the bottom curve on where it started on the chart, it says 2014. It's way before that. When the curve is, the curve's going up. The original curve, I thought it was gonna go straight up, but it wasn't. It came back down. It was like, here's the bottom. Okay. So it sort of like correct itself. That makes sense. Whether there are people trying to push it down, big guys trying to push it down or something, it doesn't matter. It's going straight. It's rising. Anyway. But for people who do short trading, as in like trade day by day or month by month or week by week, not like thinking decades. Yeah, for them it's up, down, this is too volatile. Like, no, you just let it sit. Just like some of the investment you do for companies, like I have my friends and family do got into tech, right? Bought shares with tech, and sometimes those companies just not working, they're not doing well. Then after a while, years and years, it's getting a little better and better and better, and eventually they on top. And I'm like, hey, I just made a bunch of money. Right. If you're patient, you're not patient enough. Like, you have to use the app now. Even the app, you're not guaranteed. I'll say long term. And don't worry about, oh my God, my thing just dropping for you. Oh, I'm gonna sell. No. That's the dangerous part. And let it go. When it comes back, it'll be okay. Oh, there's a company that builds Porsche tents. Well, I can put this thing on top of your Porsche. Go camping. Let's go camping with my Porsche. Holy cow. That's not. Can I do that? Can they do that with Bugatti? Chiron? Can you do it? What about the Hyundai, the Hyundai Envision 74 camping tops. Like, oh, roof tent for an N74. And the Cybertruck. Well, no, I thought it was. When Cybertruck came out, everybody was, oh, they do that. Then I thought, like, no, I wonder if he's going to put this, find a way to manufacture, see how fast it can manufacture with parts from a spaceship. They're going to bring this to the moon, you know, strip out the panels from the rocket, then build. Find a way, whatever, and build cyber trucks. So that will make sense. Now we got this compartment there, like, no, it's flat, yeah, you know, we can put solar panels on top and probably don't have to worry about things like rocks, hitting rocks or something. It's got the edge, it cut it, and it's enclosed so you can have cap and pressure. Well, that would make sense. It's made of aluminum. Just think of outer shell of the spaceship. Maybe that's the point. Separate truss not meant for Earth. It's meant for space. I thought about that beginning. Like, oh, I think they're actually going to do it that way. Like, wow. You will. Okay, so 46 minutes. I guess I'll just leave early today. Everybody woke up late today. So I only got one share video link, but you can go to YouTube, TyM74 Vision. Yeah, just type Hyundai and Vision 74. You're gonna find a whole bunch of test drives. I don't know if you need to add that link. Just do a search. Do your own search. Do your own search. So this is it. I'm gonna have a good weekend, maybe not, I don't know. I did go to that restaurant, the Chicago Portillo's or something. Portillo's, a Adobe Burger. So I went there. We have one here. Sort of remember, so sort of don't. The first one I went to, California, around Long Beach, maybe probably more inland. Oh, okay. Buena Park. Might have been, yeah, right in the park. I don't remember it being dark inside, so I went to this one, but it's not bad, a little expensive, but it's good food. They got really cool stuff. Now they got the beef. Sandwich, which I got, beef sausage. They got a burger, charbroiled. Fries look good. Not bad. Italian beef sandwich, that's one I got. It was good. But it's not the Italian beef sandwich I get in New York. It tastes more like a cheese stick. It's not beef sandwiches, the meat is a little bit more chewy. So it's like, okay, not bad. Italian sausage, I probably should have got that. Next time when I go, get something else. Not bad. But it's definitely a heart attack. Can see it. Anyway, so this is it for Friday. You've had a potatoes. If I have one nearby, I say go have some. If not, I don't know. I don't know what to do for you. You know what to do for you. I don't know what to do for you. Today is not thank God's Friday. It's like, I don't know it's Friday. I don't know. So IDKIF. I don't know it's Friday. Yeah, it's eerie today. It's very eerie right now, too, outside. We're getting thunderstorms down here. It was nice and bright just a few minutes ago. Now it's starting getting dark. Well, the clouds are coming in. And the thunderstorms for the past few days. Crazy stuff happens around here. And also mundane stuff coming around. So I have, before I go, I have something to look forward to. I have a pumpkin spice syrup coming tomorrow. Yeah, it's the good one. Well, that's according to Amazon. This is number one. When I ordered it, it's going to be a couple weeks late because we're still making a new batch. That's fine. We'll find out what it tastes like compared to my favorite coffee place, which makes perfect pumpkin spice. It's just like, not Starbucks. Anyway, have a wonderful Friday. Have a great weekend. I don't know. Ponder on nothingness. If you can. Because there's way too much data out there. I'm just, no. Sometimes just sit back. Read a book. Read an old book or something. Yeah, I'm being bombarded by too much. Media, data. This is all data. Too much info. TMIF. Too much info Fridays. Yeah, just. You can sit somewhere, do meditation, think of absolutely nothing. That's the best. If you can. So have a great day. Of September 9th, 2022. Have a wonderful day. I'll be back on Monday. Ciao.